begins the laws of the building in Mishkan. For a few parashot now, we will be discussing in great detail the building of the Mishkan and the kelim of the Mishkan. And Rishon tells us, begins already with the mitzvah that people quote, the phrase that people quote that mentions the mitzvah to build the Mikdash, ve'asuli Mikdash, you shall build the Mikdash. And the Rambam, when he discusses the laws of building the Beit HaMikdash, when he mentions it as a mitzvah to say, he mentions this pasuk from Parashat Tumah, ve'asuli Mikdash, you shall make me a Mikdash. Interestingly enough, in Hilchot Melachim, at the end of the Rambam, when he talks about the laws of kings and their wars, the Rambam quotes a very famous Tosefta, which is quoted in our Masechet Sanhedrin, Shalosh mitzvot nitztavu Yisrael bishat nisatan la'aretz. When we enter the land of Israel, we are supposed to keep three mitzvot. They are to appoint a king, to destroy the seed of Amalek, and to build the Beit HaMikdash. The Rambam quotes the psukim to back up his mitzvot. Tzom tasim alecha melech, timche zeicher Amalek. And we would all be expecting the Rambam at this point to quote Vasuli Mikdash, but yet the Rambam mentions Shne'emar l'shichno tidreshu uvat hashama. The Rambam quotes a pasuk from Parashat Re'eh in Sefer Dvarim, a pasuk which tells us that we shall demand the Shechina, the Shechino Tidrashu, the verb is Lidrosh, to require, to demand, to yearn for the Shechina Uvat Hashamba. So, the Mefarshim and the Rambam, and this is not our topic right now, try to explain, is there one mitzvah here, is there two sides of the same mitzvah? One thing is for sure, is that there's a big difference between both psukim. The Asuli Mikdash has some kind of technical side to it. You should have to build the Beit HaMikdash. We're about to learn what the sizes are of the Beit HaMikdash, what the measurements are, how we're supposed to build it exactly. The verb is la'asot, to do. But the verb here is lidrosh. And I think the message is very, very clear. Regarding Beit HaMikdash, it's not just a technical mitzvah to build a building, but rather to really demand, to require, to want the Mikdash is a mitzvah that continues on for hundreds of years till today. For technical reasons, maybe today we cannot build the Mikdash. We cannot fulfill the mitzvah of the Asuli Mikdash. But we for sure can fulfill the mitzvah of the Shechino Tidreshu. We can walk around the old city, we can walk around Yerushalayim, and yearn for the Beit HaMikdash to be built. Rabbi Levi, at the end of his book, the Kuzari, he ends the book by telling us, Gamish she'me'orer v'lev b'nei adam ahava l'makom ha'kadosh hazeh, whoever even yearns and awakens love to this holy place, ra'ui l'sacha, is also worthy of reward. And he quotes the pasuk, Ata terkum terachem tzion, ki et lechenena kiva moed, ki ratzu avadecha et avanea v'tafara yichonenu. And he explains these pasukim, Yerushalayim lo tibane ki im, kasher ishtokeku elea b'nei Yisrael tachlit k'tshuka, Ad asher yichonenu t'avneach t'afarai. Yerushalayim should not be built until Am Yisrael will really want yishtokeku. Rabbi Yehuda, help me out. Yishtokeku.
Yearn.
Tachlit shuka. Until Am Yisrael really, really have that passion in them to build Yerushalayim, to build the Mikdash, only then will Yerushalayim be built. Bokir tov and Shavua tov.